Hi, I'm Victoria Roycroft, chairman of Connah's Quay Nomads, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Like Frank Sinatra sang, it's the league that never sleeps. You think it's over, and then we've got the small matter of European football to deal with. And what a season it's going to be for those four sides. Some very interesting draws. We're going to talk about Cardiff Mets and Barry Town United's first European games in the main in this podcast. So yeah, a little chat about how the draw went for TNS and Nomads as well. Jonah joins me as usual. Look, we'll start with the club which perhaps has created the most hype this season being in Europe, because they've been knocking on the door a couple of times, and all the cameras and all the media now want to chat with Cardiff Met, don't they, Jonah?
Yeah, they've created some great publicity. As far as I could see, it's all a plus for our league. They're a good side from our league. No matter who gets in from our league, you've got to win your way through. And Christian Edwards and his lads have done a fantastic job. And hey, let's hope they can go and create a little bit more history now in their first round tie.
Do you think there's an element of surprise with Cardiff Met, which might help them out with progress?
Everywhere in football now, there's somebody knows things about football teams. And but the one thing I think we should stress, Mac, I think the Mets team might have been together longer than any other team in this league. So I think progress will be surprised at that. And a lot of people, even now, Welsh people are still most probably be surprised at that. The average tenure of these Met players at the moment, between 15 or 16 of them, is about 5 or 6 years. And that's a long time as a footballer at clubs. So that is something that they might find surprising.
Well, let's hear from one of those veterans, Will Fuller.
It's huge for the club. It's huge for all of us as players and staff. It's going to be an incredible experience. But we've got to make sure that it's more than just an experience, and that we go and we give a good account of ourselves, and you know, show what we can do as a club, as a division, you know, as the Welsh Premier League, and bigger than that, as a country.
What's the buzz like, Will?
It's brilliant. You know, you can sense it in the dressing room, you can sense it in training. We're all excited for this next chapter of what we've achieved so far. And yeah, I mean, in terms of draws, where we could be heading, I think it's one of the best. But like I said at the start, we've got to make sure this is more than just an experience, and that we give everything that we've got to try and achieve what would be, you know, ultimately an upset over the two legs.
We've seen elements of real defensive strength in the latter part of this season from Cardiff Met, which makes me confident that they could hold their own against a progress stance, which will be score as many as we can at home in the first leg. I don't feel, of all the teams that are in Europe for us at the moment, I'm not feeling that the first leg is going to be like a 6-0 trouncing to progress.
Well, I hope not, Mark. And they're, like you said, they hit form at the back, right, at the tail end of the season. And their back four or five almost rolls off the tongue when you go Fuller in goals, Dylan Rees right back, Brad Woolridge, Emlyn Lewis and Joel Edwards. If they got them five playing, they're experienced players. You have Dylan Rees with his experience at Cardiff City. You have Joel Edwards of experience at Hereford. Woolridge and Lewis have played together now for 4 or 5 years. Fuller's an ex-pro. So, you know, that's a decent back four to go into Europe with. They are definitely a key part of how they will do, but they have to stand up. They have to be strong, everybody. It's not just defence. When you're going away in Europe, your defence, your midfield, your forwards. Nobody, there's no room for anybody going missing. So, you know, it's a big tie for them. And the first tie, like you said, you've got to stay in the tie, Mark. If you're a goal down, not the end of the world. If you're two goals down with an away goal, not the end of the world. Just stay in the tie.
Well, one person that will be missing, unfortunately for Cardiff Met and for us, because I really think with him on board, it would have added that extra chance, Adam Roscoe. But he's gone for a good reason, hasn't he, Jonah? He signed full professional terms with AFC Wimbledon, yet another product of JDWPL, which has gone to the EFL.
Yeah, and congratulations to Adam. He's worked hard over the last couple of seasons. And also, congratulations to Cardiff Met University and Swanee for having the guy to bring him through. He's brought him through. He's turned him round. He may have been, when he was first started off, you know, like every centre forward, thought they were the key man, but Swanee's he turned him into a key team player, and he's much better now as a rounded footballer, and he deserves everything he gets now. AFC Wimbledon, League One, 2-year contract, fantastic. Let's just see him do pop a few goals in now in his career at Wimbledon, and let's hope he can climb even higher. But you know, from everybody in the Welsh Premier, you know, the podcast, we've mentioned Adam time after time after time. He's had his doubters, but he's proved them wrong. And I'm sure everybody from every club in the league wishes him all the best.
Christian Edwards talked about in the end of year awards that we were at about their model is a different model in football, and it is all about education, either whether they're carrying PhDs or life education. And you know, Roscoe's learnt a lot at that club, and he's become a better person because of it. And that's a classic case study for education, isn't it?
Well, what a wonderful position to be in. You've done most of your exams. You're 24 years of age, so you've done everything what will most probably get you a great job when you finish playing football. And I'm sure there's a lot of professional footballers would swap the way they got in, if you know, unless you get massive wages and you're able to retire at the end of their career. There's a lot of problems at the end of footballers' careers, you know, financially. But Roscoe now, you know, it's worked perfectly, and I think Swanee will use this as an example that you can go there, learn the ropes, learn your education, and still be a professional footballer. It's a great advert for Cardiff Met University.
So the side they'll face, Progress. Now, if anybody's listening to this of a Scottish persuasion, and certainly a Rangers fan, that will send shivers down the spine, because Progress were underestimated by Rangers in this competition 2 seasons ago. And although Progress lost 1-0 at Ibrox, they really dominated at home and beat Rangers 2-0 that night. So the home advantage is something that's pretty clearly something that Progress bank on. They're fourth in the Luxembourg League. What do you think we need to be wary of with this lot?
Well, we most probably need to be wary straight away in history. Like you said, let's don't undersell the fact that they beat Glasgow Rangers 2 years ago. People say it might have been an off night for Glasgow Rangers. It certainly wasn't an off night for Progress. No matter if they're fourth in a Luxembourg league, their budget is most probably 5 or 6 times, maybe more, higher than whatever the Met, you know, the Met are a little bit different to everybody else, but they'll have a budget which would top the Welsh Premier League. So they'll be a difficult team to beat. And, you know, we've got to look forward to a real test in tie for the Met. But they're, like we said, their togetherness over the last 6 or 7 years is proved, you know, that they can turn out winners, and it's a big, massive challenge for them. I like the challenge of them going out there. It's a strange one. Anybody else, I think I'd prefer the Welsh clubs to be home first to try and stay in the tie. But, you know, I fancy the Met bringing them back and maybe edging through. You know, they could create a shock, and that would be a big shock, considering, like you said, that they knocked Glasgow Rangers out 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think having the away advantage will give Met the chance to recover anything that might not go very well for them or not out in Luxembourg. And we have to remember, not only have Rangers been victims of Progress 2 seasons ago, but last season in the Europa League, Progress went 2 steps further, beating Budapest, Gabala, just losing to FC Ufa, who have, I think, if I remember rightly, been in the Champions League at one stage, has certainly been a prominent name in the group stages of the Europa League. So there is strength in that side, which, if you look at their team sheet, most of them are from Luxembourg. And, you know, I don't want to decry, you know, you can't have 11 decent footballers from Luxembourg, because they obviously have a national team as well. But you do wonder sometimes when teams have a lot of domestic players in them of a small nation like Luxembourg, which is smaller than Wales, as far as I'm concerned, whether, you know, they have enough strength and depth. But quite clearly they do.
Yeah, it looks that way, Mark. Perhaps, Mark, listen, perhaps they're making good careers out of their, you know, playing for Progress. Perhaps the money in the Luxembourg League, I don't know, so I can't really quote on it. But perhaps there is money there, good enough to keep the players within their league. And that's the way Luxembourg are looking forward to strengthening their national team, to bring more of their players through in their country. So, I know, I'm sure a lot more countries would like to do things that way, but it looks like they're gambling that way. And again, like you said, they went through 2 rounds last year. I didn't realise that myself, so this is going to be a difficult tie for the Met, but let's hope they can progress.
Oh, well done. I knew it would come. I knew one of us would do it. I knew one of us would do it. In a minute we'll talk about Barry and how, what they've got to do. And then there's an argument that the pressure's on them more in relation to coefficients. And I'll talk about that later. But you'll know as well as I do, Jonah, well, more than I will, because you've been involved in these European games. The paperwork isn't easy. There's a lot to manage. And one woman who is having to deal with this for the first time is Becky Nuttall. She's the chief paper shifter at the Met. Let's hear from her.
Anyone asks me, I'm saying I'm enjoying it. If you speak to the people close to me, they're probably close to, you know, locking me in a room for a few days. But I enjoy the challenge and I enjoy learning new things, so that's what comes with the whole of this experience.
And in just over a week, you'll be out in Luxembourg. What do you expect from progress?
To be honest, we don't really know what we're expecting. When we met at UEFA, they told us they were appointing a new manager the next day. So obviously that got released on social media. Since then, there's been a lot of new players signed. Our PA department are keeping a close eye on that for us. But in terms of like travelling, the whole experience as a club, we're really looking forward to it. It's what we wanted. It's what Christian set out to achieve 9-10 years ago. And it's really nice that he's got a few of the players that started that initial journey with him come into Luxembourg with him next week.
And his initial journey might have been 9 years ago, but he's actually not flying with the squad, is he?
He doesn't know this yet, but I've actually booked him a flight with the hope that we can get him on it. If not, then he's probably going to be driving. So we'll see what next Tuesday sort of brings.
Did you have a lot of headaches? How were your secretaries in your various European attempts? Did they all get drowned in the paperwork?
I had two fantastic secretaries at Port Talbot, and you know, Gio Jones had come out, and if Gio's listening to this podcast, all the best from everybody. And John Dawkins at Port Talbot, top draw, and Wayne Edwards, top draw secretaries. I think the manager's job is to concentrate on the football and let it's two separate jobs altogether. You know, the travel arrangements and everything, leave that to the committee. Just concentrate as the manager on the football, and that's the way it should be. They're pros at their game almost. I know they're not pros. They might be school teachers, they might be accountants and things like that, but they're good at what they do, and that's that you know, for them to do that for a Europa tie, it's a big ask for them, but it's a big you know, when they do get it right, they could tell people further down the line that they were involved in a team that's gone to Europe. So yeah, it's a big job, but it's one that has to be done properly.
When you were off with Carmarthen and Port Talbot, Joni, when you knew your draw, were you in the ear of the secretary saying, have you found the 5-star hotels there yet? Come on, we're only going to stay in 5-star.
No, I think we were looking at 5-star tents first of all, but we eventually stayed in, you know, some lovely, lovely places. It's class to be there. That's what I'm saying. I'm so excited for these boys. It's different to your everyday runs. You know, it's different to your everyday games in the Welsh Premier League. As I said a couple of weeks ago, it is something very, very special, and they will enjoy it. They'll be in top-class facilities. Don't worry about that.
And rightly so. Well, let's move on to the other team that starting this European adventure early, like the Met. Barrytown United did very well for themselves in the league last season, of course. They have not got so far to go. They're off to Northern Ireland, to Cliftonville eventually. But the first leg will be at the Leckwith Stadium. Let's hear from Gavin Chesterfield.
Learned a lot these last couple of weeks, coming in early, all the prep work, but it's been a really good challenge and the boys have taken to it well.
You've got specific preparations for the Cliftonville game this weekend, haven't you?
Fly to Ballymena Friday night, really help with our prep. It helps Ballymena as well, you know, but it really helps us in terms of getting a gauge of what the league's about. It's also a good experience for the boys to fly away and play in someone else's backyard, and then, you know, a couple of weeks later or 10 days later, we'll be repeating the experience. So it's a dress rehearsal, if you like.
We're here at Jenner Park at the moment. Obviously, your game is being played at Leckwith because Jenner Park isn't deemed suitable, or the pitch isn't. Mm. That must be a disappointment, but you must be looking forward to getting a good support, a healthy support at Leckwith as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, our supporters follow us no matter where, you know. So I am disappointed not to be at Jenner Park, but if somebody asked me, look, would I swap all those kids playing and all the community activities for, you know, a couple of ventures into Europe, I probably wouldn't. You know, this club's got to grow, and it's got to grow in the community. So, you know, in many ways, we're a victim of our own success. Leckwith, fantastic facility, great surface to play on, and the club will do everything they can to make it feel like home, and the boys will make sure it does as well.
And the coefficient points between Northern Ireland and ourselves are quite close. So do you feel any added responsibility and added pressure playing against them?
No, I don't, mate. I look at it and I think, look, it's a fantastic experience. The boys will give it their absolute all. And we'll do everything we can for our league, for our club, for our league and obviously our country.
How proud are you feeling, considering where Barrytown United have come from, that you're representing Wales in Europe?
Yeah, immensely proud, really. It was just such a great thing for us to be at the draw, you know, just to see that piece of paper being shown out. I've got him in the house. I've got him in the house, you know. Just a little memento that you never thought you'd see, you hoped you'd see, but you never thought you would, you know. So at the moment, it's part of the ride, and hopefully it's not the end destination. Hopefully there's a few more junctions left to go.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. It's pressured at the moment. It's intense. It's relentless. But I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, there's many other managers in this league of swap players who are me at the moment.
It is home advantage, Jonah, but it's not home advantage, is it? And oh, well, I suppose we could go over this for years. You know, the sadness, really, that it hasn't been European football returning back to Jenner Park.
Yeah, they just have to put that to the back of their mind now. They've got to just concentrate mentally and thinking it is Jenner Park. It's only a couple of miles down the road. Their fans will get behind them. It almost becomes like a little mini international. When you play teams from Ireland, Scotland or England, most probably nearly every one of their players are Welsh as well. So I think they've got to make it a little bit patriotic and really get the Welsh hoyles up and going and get in the faces of Cliftonville and make the home tie count. Listen, great sides in football make their home ties count. Look at the likes of Anfield turns into a cauldron. Now, I know that is a million miles away, but they're only doing exactly the same thing. You've got to make your home tie count. And that's why I think this opening game for Barry is absolutely gigantic. And I really believe that if they can get a goal ahead going out to Ireland, I think they can go through. The young Barry side, not a lot of European experience, but, you know, Gav's... He's been around the block now, Gav. He knows what he's up to. Kendall and the likes, Richie Williams and Cozzy, they've all got plenty of experience. And their players will be so keen to, because Barry are back in Europe. But my advice is, you know, really go for it at home. Be hard to beat, but make sure you try and get a lead to go to Ireland.
Well, Macaulay Southam Hales has already made a name for himself from the club. Maybe one or two of these players will be the next to be caught the eyes of in this European adventure. So quickly, Jonah, just a look at the other draws, because Nomads know their initial opponents. The New Saints don't, actually. It could be one of four. But the fact that they're in that round higher is very good. And looking at the one of four that... the New Saints could have the Lincoln Red Imps, Trey Penny, who they've played before, from San Marino being two of them. You feel they're in the next round already, but and that's a credit to TNS to think we're not worrying about this round. Although, obviously, if they draw Lincoln Red Imps, we know they had a bit of a nightmare against Gibraltar the last time round.
Yeah, listen, I don't think they'll take anything for granted. They maybe haven't got as much European experience as they had in the past, but their younger players came through absolutely brilliantly last year in our league towards the tail end of the season, and that's what Scotty Roscoe is aiming for, to give these boys experience. So it'll be a new project for a few of them, but the experience that TNS have shown through the years in Europe hopefully will get them through these early rounds. I went to watch them play Barry the other night in a friendly, and they were red hot on the night. So if they take that sort of form into the first game, you know, they should be okay. And the Nomads, you know, it could be, shall we say, the glamour tie of the European pickings for the Welsh teams. And I just hope that Andy Morrison's and his lads do as well as they have against every other Scottish team they've played against. Don't forget, yeah, everybody looked and they got defeated by Ross County in the Iron Blue final. But again, I'll repeat, they could have been 3 or 4 nil up at half time. So massive task for the Nomads against the team St Mirren. But were they to get a result, people would really start, you know, standing up and say, hey, how can a team from the Welsh Premier go and play against a team from the Scottish Premier and get a result? So for our league, this could be the biggest tie out of a lot of them.
Well, indeed, it'll be the toughest. It might be the one that gets the most scrutiny, though, after Cardiff Met. It's one that we'll talk about in the next few weeks as we get towards that game. Keep listening to this channel, because we'll have reaction from those first legs and we'll be previewing the second legs as well. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, goodbye, Mark. And listen, everybody, like I said, in the Welsh Premier, wherever you live, if you're living close to Barry or Cardiff Met, get and support them. Same for the Nomads, same for TNS, because these boys have worked hard to get there.